Smart with your Money Week in collaboration with Uswitch.
I'm joined by Jean Graham, Senior Community Engagement Manager at Uswitch, to find out more about how we can all be smarter with saving on our energy bills through a switching site like Uswitch. Hello, Jean, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me.
Energy is a big outlay, especially at this time of year. What should we be doing to save money on our energy?
So you're quite correct, Toby. And one of the most effective things to do is find out what energy plan you're on. If it's out of contract or on a standard or rolling plan, which is also known as your supplier's default plan, you're often actually paying the most expensive rate your supplier offers. It really only takes about 5 minutes to compare suppliers. And by checking what's out there, you can actually ensure that you're on a good rate. Also, you only ever actually pay for what you use, so you can make further savings once you're on the best plan by being aware of how much you're using. So in terms of energy efficiency, so we're talking light bulbs that are made of LEDs and not using more that's needed. So just only filling up your kettle to what you need and not leaving electronics on standby necessarily. Those sort of things, Toby.
A lot of people tend to stay with the same electricity or gas supplier for years. Is it okay to do this? And if not, why not?
People say to me that they've been with the same supplier for years and never bothered to change. And I ask them why. And would you believe some just sort of shrug and say they don't know? They've just always have like felt a loyalty to their supplier, or even that their family have always been with that particular supplier and they were not even aware that they could switch or they could change. So I tell them that really, Toby, they need to be loyal to their money. It is, after all, when you think about it, essentially the same electricity, same gas, just a different name and logo on their energy bill. And like I say, it really doesn't pay to be loyal to your supplier. However, if you do happen to have a supplier that meets your needs and your requirements, for instance, I mean, some suppliers might offer perks or incentives that others might not, I would strongly encourage you to check at least once a year just to make sure that you are on the most cost-effective energy plan with the current supplier that you have.
For people who don't know what a switching site is, can you explain what it is you do?
So yes, Toby, uswitch.com is a switching website, also known as a price comparison website. We simplify the process of switching and saving to help people to make more confident decisions. So we're allowing you to get more of what matters to you. When it comes to switching, we'll calculate your current costs based on the usage that you enter, and then we'll display plans we can help with on the wider market in order of the most competitive. Helpfully, if you simply want a good rate with the most competitive plan through us, it's always automatically the one that we display at the top. Your energy plan or supplier is able to support all switches made through our website or all switches made via our free phone number.
What sort of information do people need if they want to change providers?
So normally, all the information that will be required should be on your energy bill, which is either sent via post or electronically to an email address that you've signed up with. However, if you don't have any of your energy bills to hand or pay via prepayment through topping up a card or key, you can tell us how much you spend on your energy bills or answer a few questions about your home to get an estimate of your usage. It's best to use your annual consumption in this case, which is normally in kWh, a unit of measurement which stands for kilowatt hours for the most accurate quotes. And you can confirm this on your bill, your online account, or by contacting your supplier.
For me and many of our visually impaired listeners, website accessibility can be challenging at the best of times. What are you doing to make sure that blind and partially sighted people are getting the best deals?
So yes, Toby, we respect that it might be challenging for blind and partially sighted people to access websites. And we also offer a UK-based free phone number, which is 0800 014 2920. That's 0800 014 2920. And with this number, you can actually call it to make a comparison over the phone with our team, and they'll help you find a plan that's a good fit for you. We are being mindful how text, video and images are displayed on the uSwitch website, and we have also made audio adaptations embedded in our key online guides. So at a click of a button, sections of the online guides will be read back to you.
For many of our listeners, this might be the first time they've thought of switching providers and using a comparison website, and they might be a little bit nervous about doing all this online. What advice would you give to them about going online?
So, Toby, to reassure you, it takes about 5 minutes to compare and have a look through the options. And once you've decided on the plan you like, the process is mostly automatic after you complete the short application. And the application asks for all the information needed to switch, and then we handle the rest. There's no need to contact your current supplier. The suppliers organise a switch date to ensure no interruption in supply and that you'll not be billed twice for the same energy. And like I say, you're in good hands at uSwitch because we have a UK-based customer service centre that is available via our free phone number.
And where can people go to find out more?
So you can find out more by visiting www.uswitch.com or calling our UK-based free phone number on 0800 014 2920. That's 0800 014 2920.
Thank you, Jean Graham, Senior Community Engagement Manager at uSwitch, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Smart with your Money Week, in collaboration with uSwitch.